Morning, everyone. We're going to get started. Just a reminder to silence your mobile devices. All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is May 2nd, 2023. It is 10:01. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. You can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving on to item number three on today's agenda, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for May 2, 2023. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
I do not, thank you.
County Manager, are there any changes to today's agenda?
Yes, sir.
All right, is there any public comment today regarding today's agenda items? As a reminder for folks using Zoom today or calling in, if you're calling in, you star six to unmute yourself. And for Zoom, you can either send us a chat message or use the raise your hand feature. Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I can. Actually, I did have just one thing, and I thought maybe to ask Mr. Loomis. So I noticed some of the titles on a few of the items. We have a lot of business to get through today. Some of them are fairly lengthy. Is it a requirement that we read each of those titles in its entirety?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So possible to summarize if we need to. Very good. Thank you kindly. I just thought with as much business as we had today, I thought maybe we could move through it a little faster if that was the case. Great. With that, this is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number four, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from March 2, 2023 special meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the minutes from that meeting?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
The minutes are good. The only thing that I noticed is I believe that Senator Daley's name is spelled without an E, and that was on item seven. So,
all right, noted. Thank you. Is there any public comment today regarding the minutes for the special meeting we had? Not seeing any. Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our March 2nd, 2023 special meeting with the one noted correction.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number five, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the March 7, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
My only comment is the same. Near the end of item 16, I believe Senator Daley's name had an extra E in it.
All right, noted, thank you. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for March 7th? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our March 7th, 2023 meeting.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number six. This is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the March 10th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding those minutes?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding those minutes for March 10th? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our March 10th, 2023 special meeting as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
And nor do I, thank you.
All right, how about some public comment today about the consent agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 8 is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? All right. Not seeing any, we're going to move right along to item number 9, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports, and as we always do, we're going to start off with the Sheriff's Office. I believe he's with us on Zoom today.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm with you on Zoom. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, not too bad.
All right, thank you. I'm still learning the Zoom process. Nothing for today, thank you.
All right, thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the Story County Fire Protection District, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just a couple updates. May 8th through the 22nd is when we're going to do our community disaster cleanup for the fuels reduction. So we did a Facebook post about that. We'll get it over to the county side as well. Try to spread the word, but this is just a way for us to show up, help the community clean up after this hard winter and all the damage to their trees, brush. Again, it is just for natural vegetation, but we can ship it and drop it right there for you. We can haul it away, whatever you'd like. So please reach out to us, get something scheduled if anyone has anything they'd like us to come address for them. Next, May 21st, during our cadet program, we're going to be doing wildland training for those cadets. It is our hope that with this training and some work they do at home with some online training, that once they turn 18 and graduate, they can step off that stage on a Friday and come to work for me on a Monday. So that is our hope. So we'll see how many meet all that requirement and get accepted. And the last thing I have is it was quite an honor to go down and participate in the Nevada Fallen Firefighters Memorial Dedication in Carson City this last week. I'm very proud. Story County does not have a name on there. That is good. But I'm also reminded, too, we are nothing but an evolution of other fire organizations in this area. You know, the Comstock is the first of everything for the state of Nevada. We're the oldest fire department. And doesn't mean we haven't had members that have passed, you know, years and years ago. So I'm going to challenge some of my staff and probably my local to start researching those names and get Story County the representation we need down there at the Capitol. And that's all I have. I'll answer any questions.
Thank you, Chief, for that wonderful update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Fire Chief today?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, Chief. Thanks again, Chief. Thank you. Appreciate your work. Moving right along to the Public Works Department. I believe Director Wurzbicki's on the phone today.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Wurzbicki for the record. Just give you a quick update. As you all know, and the taxpayers know as well, the roads are pretty well hammered throughout the county due to this winter and all the moisture we got. We're doing everything we can to put everything back together and try to fix everything. Luckily, you know, the presidential declaration was signed for the disaster, and we might get some FEMA assistance. But anyway, Carson Street and Taylor Street up by Big Greg's house are fully flowing. We're trying to add a couple culverts on Carson Street to help direct the water, but the consistent flow of the water's given us a few issues. We've also been working pretty hard and steady out in the Highlands on Lousetown, fixing some culvert crossings and then adding a couple in some major problem areas. Last weekend, out of curiosity, I drove throughout the area to hit Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Southlake, Truckee, Tahoe City, Incline Village, and we're definitely not the only ones that's in the major road damage business this time of year. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up what we're dealing with. And, you know, we have plans to definitely fix all this time permitting. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jason, for that update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
No question. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No. Thank you, Jason.
All right. Again, thanks to you and your crew out there, Jason. I know you guys, like every department, is working real hard. Just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, moving on to Projects Coordinator, Mike Northern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Four items for you today. Station 72, the fire apparatus storage building out there, the materials are being delivered to the site. Demolition and site preparation is pretty well complete. We do have our weekly site meeting with the site superintendent tomorrow, so we'll see how much of an impact this weather, if any, will have. But as of right now, we have site staking scheduled for May 3rd. The building is on site, as I said. Concrete saw cutting is going to start May 4 in the morning. And directly following that, on May 4, we're going to start the mass excavation for the building. Item 2 is the Lockwood substation. We have a bid process is currently underway. Invitation to bid was published in the newspaper April 28. Bid opening is scheduled for May 9. We'll be on the agenda for the next available Board of County Commission meeting and proceed from there. Item 3, our community rating system cycle meeting is coming up in August. So I'll be working with Kathy Canfield to help prepare for that. And item 4, the Senior Center breezeway cover. We currently have a contract that's in legal review, so that should be coming up at a upcoming Board of County Commission meeting for approval. And that's all I have today, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
I do not.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update, Mike.
Thank you.
Moving on to our communications department, also known as dispatch, Becky Parsons.
Hi, Becky Parsons for the record. We have no updates.
Thank you, Becky. How about our business development director, Laura Mather?
Good morning, Laura Mather for the record. I wanted to give an update on our community project funding requests. So at the last commissioner's meeting, I talked about the fact that three of our requests had gone through to the federal committee. So they were submitted by Senators Cortez, Masto, and Rosen to the federal committee, which is the next step. After that meeting, we were notified that all six of our requests had been submitted. So in addition to the three that I talked about at the last meeting, the fourth project is the Divide Water Main Project. We requested $1 million. Number five is the Lead Siphon Water Main Replacement Project. We requested $7 million. And number six is the Gold Hill Collection System Project. We requested $2.5 million. So with our six requests, that's $18,950,000 that we have requested for these earmarks, federal appropriations. But I just want to remind everybody that this is a really long process. It's going to be going on basically until the end of this calendar year. Things can be dropped. Amounts that we requested can change on what will actually go through the process of the federal budget. When I knew we had three submitted, I was very confident. It's like, okay, three, we got them all. But now that we have six, it's like, okay, there's a chance that a couple of these are going to be dropped. And like I said, the amounts might change a little bit, but from what we requested. But when we were notified of all six of them going through, we were notified by the Porter Group. And this is a pretty big deal that the two senators, felt confident enough in Story County and what we do and our team. And that's what we talk about a lot when we meet with the senators and their staff. We're all the congressional members, including Congressman Amadei. We talk about the team that Story County is and how great we work together and how we can handle these projects. And we're excited to have them. We're excited for the challenge of working on these projects and getting our infrastructure up to where it should be. So we'll keep you posted throughout this process and how they work, and I'll continue to do my best and meet with the staff and let them know what we need and why we need it and how important it is. So I've reached out to both senators' staff to arrange for tours. When we did a tour of the fire station here in Virginia City, which we got funding for, as we all know, for this year, the staff seeing that fire station was a huge thing for them to have that bit visual, for them to be in that environment and see why we need these upgrades. So I'm making arrangements for them to come tour these projects. So hopefully we can get them into the Sheriff's Department, into the jail, so that they can see these projects and what we need. And I'd be happy to get a quad from somebody and take them up to the water mains, and so they can see that as well. So whatever we can do to get them here and see who we are and what we need and why we're important. And my report.
Thank you very much, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
Not a question, but I'm curious. So I know that recently the Biden administration passed a declaration for participation for a disaster after the floods.
Mm-hmm.
And Story County was named on that declaration. So I'm not sure that I'm talking to the right person yet. But Laura, is there any follow-up on that that we have on how we might utilize those funds or be included?
Absolutely. So our Mike Bullion, our emergency management director, is working on that. And absolutely. So he's been working on Story County being included in that and us getting those reimbursements for those emergency costs that we've got.
So I would think maybe Six Mile or Mark Twain or perhaps the Lockwood community and some of those issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe so, and I think he'll give an update, but I believe all of that is included. It's still a work in progress. I know for me, when I was doing our reimbursement request from FEMA for the COVID costs, you know, it's a real long process, but we worked very closely with the Department of Emergency, the Nevada Department of Emergency Management. We were able to get reimbursement for COVID. So it is a long process, but I know Mike Bullion has started that process. And, yeah, I'm confident that we'll be able to get reimbursement for that as well.
You've been so successful, you and your folks that are helping you, and I appreciate that a lot. And I'm glad we have this in focus. Mm-hmm. Got to be some more money there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's money out there, I'm going for it. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions for Laura? All right. Thanks again for that wonderful update.
Thank you.
We'll call Emergency Manager Mike Bullion up next, please.
Good morning. Mike Bullion for the record. Commissioners. I'll start with the last question on the protocol for the presidential declaration. And what that consisted of was bringing out a FEMA engineer and a state engineer. And earlier than that, myself and a representative from Nevada Department of Emergency Management went out, took pictures of the damaged areas, and then uploaded it into the state system. About a day later, the FEMA engineer came out with the state one and some representatives from the state, and we went to each area where we suffered damage. And the FEMA engineer took a lot of notes, and there was a threshold we had to meet, and I think we met that just with Taylor Street. So they were very happy that what we're asking for and the damage that we got was reimbursable. I make no promises because it's the federal government, but it was kind of a long process that day, but we got a lot done with the help of Honey, and I think we will get a fairly decent reimbursement out of it. Their supervisor for recovery has been gone, called yesterday and today, haven't got a call back yet, but as soon as I do, I'll make sure that the county manager is aware of what the follow-on is for getting the money. Any other questions on that?
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman?
Thank you for that follow-up.
Certainly.
Mr. Chairman?
As far as other EM work, I've got the mass casualty manual done and the field version of the evacuation manual. And that consists of every address in Story County. Thank you to Jana and Kathy. And that a small set of guidelines attached to that, which will go to every deputy and put in every car. So for whatever reason, should we have to do an evacuation, they will have the ability from that car right there to start doing it in any of the districts in the county. And that was a lot of work getting those addresses in there, but thank you. Met with the Washoe County Coroner on the mass fatality manual. We have a lot to do with them, or they have a lot to do with us if we have mass casualty or mass fatalities. And they're helping rewrite that manual to their, whatever part they're going to play in it, they're going to take a look at and do that. I'm going to do the same with the Washoe County Emergency Manager because they play some role in that also. As far as the spring thaw, which I know is on everybody's mind, we're looking pretty good. I've been watching it lately, and over the whole winter, actually, the county's drained very orderly. And we really haven't had a lot of problems with flooding. The Truckee River at Vista, which is over by the sewer plant in Sparks, today, as of 8 o'clock this morning, was forecast to hit 10.9 feet, and it was observed at 11 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet, so we're doing pretty good there. Derby Dam, observed at 11 feet, 11.11 feet, and flood stage is 7 feet. And that, what's important about that is the area between Derby Dam, which is on the river just a little bit east of TRI, and the gauge in Vista, is where we would have flooding problems from the Truckee. And that could flood Patrick, Mustang, and Lockwood. And we're not seeing any problems there. A National Weather Service said that as far as they're concerned, the Truckee's a well-managed river, and they don't see any problems coming up with that. Long Valley Creek and Lockwood, checked that yesterday, and it's a dribble all the way down to about 100 yards up from the confluence to with the Truckee. And there it's a little bit backed up, but nowhere near being concerned about that. And the Truckee River is on a downward trend for the rest of the week. The Virginia Creek, which runs down Six Mile Canyon, it's been in good shape all winter long. I was really surprised about that, but it's flowing. And a weekend ago, I went out in the flat area in Lyon County where it drains across and underneath Highway 50, and there's plenty of room for expansion even if we do have a problem. And National Weather Service does not think that we are going to have a problem at all, at least not for Story County. And then Jason talked about the water on Carson Street. And we discussed the presidential declaration. And as I said, I will keep you folks in the loop on that. And then the final thing is, this is a little hard, but after much thought, I decided that working 40 hours a week is more than I really want to do after having been retired for a year. So I've tendered my resignation to the county manager effective July 31st. And I appreciate very much the ability to try this job and do it. As I had said earlier, the department head meeting, I haven't met one person in this county that haven't been wonderful. And I've had a lot of jobs, and that's not been true in the rest of them. But thoroughly enjoyed my time here, and I hope to be able to stay on as a volunteer. And I've learned some things here and gotten some expertise in some areas, and I'd like to volunteer somewhere in the county to continue on and help out. So thank you very much, and I will be around until July 31st, and I will continue working until July 31st. But thank you very much, and I end the report.
Appreciate the report, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No further questions. Thank you,
Mike. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to express our appreciation for you stepping in. I mean, coming in a winter like this, it's a heck of a job. And so anyway, we're very thankful for the work that you've done to put us on a better footing going forward as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, and I will echo the commissioner's comments. Thank you for everything. I know it's been an uphill battle. Especially with this winter, but you've done an outstanding job. So thank you for your service, Mike. Thanks
thank
for
you.
The report. All right, moving right along. Community Relations, Honey Menifee.
Good morning, Honey Menifee, for the record. A couple of things. Every year we have a few things that we have to update with different departments in the state. One of them is our priority water list that goes through the Nevada Department of Environmental Protection.